You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Does your faith seem strong one day and weak the next? Trust in God, not in your feelings.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, as delinquent children, we come to you today begging your forgiveness. There is no reason that you should show us your mercy. And yet, O Lord, we realize that your wrath and anger over our sins were satisfied by the innocent death of your Son on the cross. By your Spirit, O Lord, help us to believe this good news. Establish within our hearts a faith anchored in your changeless promises and not in our changing feelings. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. Several years ago, a young clergyman shocked members of the church body in which he planned to become a pastor. During an interview at which he was applying for his credentials so that he could serve as a clergyman, he was asked, "Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God?" He answered, "No." Many of those who heard his answer could not believe their ears. According to Time magazine, his surprising answer stirred deep alarm in some delegates. They realized that this young man was denying one of the basic doctrines of the Christian Church. They were also aware that he was refusing to accept even the very words of Jesus himself, who said, "I and the Father are one." To deny that Jesus is God is not altogether new. A few decades after Jesus ascended gloriously into heaven, St. John, an eyewitness of the miraculous ministry of Jesus, stated, "Who is a liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ?" He continues by saying, "Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. The one who confesses the Son has the Father also." The young aspiring clergyman's answers caused so much concern during his interview that he was granted another hearing several months later. In his second interview, he was asked four times whether he believed that Jesus actually rose physically from the dead. Finally, the young man confessed, "I believe in the resurrection," without necessarily believing in the bodily resurrection. Indeed, his answer was a contradiction of one of the most fundamental truths taught in the Holy Scriptures. He was trying cleverly to be accepted as a clergyman by offering a new and twisted meaning to a long-held and universally accepted biblical teaching, a teaching accepted ever since the Christian church began, and a truth on which every believer's hope of eternal life is based. In the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we read, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins." But the Bible continues gloriously and triumphantly to proclaim, "But now Christ has been raised from the dead, and as a member of the sinful race, all men die. As members of the Christ of God shall all men be raised to life, each at his proper order, with Christ the very first, and after him all who belong to him when he comes." Oh, sure, in every generation there have been those who have tried in vain to deny Jesus Christ, especially his deity and resurrection. But death has overtaken each of these arrogant heretics. Their bones now lie cold and helpless in the grave. At the same time, the one whom they so viciously attacked lives victoriously on, graciously giving faith, strength, and salvation to all who trust in his promises. Indeed, all of life depends on the basic biblical teaching that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and now rules and reigns throughout all of heaven and earth. In fact, the Savior's reliable promises are anchored in his triumphant victory over death and the devil. Whatever Jesus has promised must come true. It has to come true. There is no alternative. The Savior's perfect holiness makes him unable to lie or to deceive. Jesus never changes his word. In the divinely inspired Holy Scriptures we read, "Even if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself." Over the past months or years, you may have heard about Jesus Christ, the only person to have ever lived a perfect life, that he died on the cross for you, and that he, at this moment, is preparing a place for you in heaven. You may consider yourself somewhat religious. You may attend church off and on, and you may have even had some instruction in the Christian faith. And yet, in spite of all these things, the devil continues to cause your heart to doubt whether the message of the Bible is true, whether your sins have been forgiven, whether you are included in God's family, and whether you will someday go to heaven. You may feel like the many listeners who frequently write to us and say, "How can I know for sure that I am a Christian?" In our generation, where people prefer to trust more in their feelings than in fact and in knowledge, many hope to confirm and to be assured in their faith through an emotional experience, a vision, or even a special revelation. Already in the early Christian church, there were also those who were constantly plagued with doubts. Did Jesus Christ really live, they wondered? Were the miraculous accounts told about him really true? As a result of these doubts, St. John, who had been one of the eyewitnesses of the Savior's ministry, wrote a loving letter of assurance to encourage his fellow believers in the faith. He strongly pointed out that Jesus was not a phony. He wanted to assure the early believers that the life, the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ was not a hoax or a fraud. St. John testified that Jesus was not to be compared with any other prophet, but that he was the very Son of God. And as a result of this knowledge, all believers in Jesus Christ can be assured of life eternal. St. John states, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know that you have eternal life." To further assure his readers that their faith rests in fact and not on someone's religious imagination, St. John continues by saying, "We are writing to you about something which has always existed, yet which we ourselves actually saw and heard, something which we had opportunity to observe closely and even to hold in our hands." The Bible continues to record the convincing words of the eyewitness when it proclaims, "For it was life which appeared before us. We saw it. We are eyewitnesses of it, and are now writing to you about it." Finally, St. John stresses, we repeat, "We really saw and heard what we are writing to you about." Yes, they had seen the Christ, the miracles that he had performed, and that he was put to death on the cross, and that he was miraculously raised from the dead on the third day. They had seen it with their own eyes, and no one could convince them otherwise. No, the Christian faith does not rest on sentimentality, nor feelings, nor emotions. The Christian faith is based solidly on the divine person, the saving work, and the victorious resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. St. John writes that in a miraculous way, God became a man in Jesus Christ and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. When St. Luke wrote one of the early historical accounts of Jesus Christ, he did it, he said, so that all who would read it during his time and all future generations would have reliable information. St. Luke specifically stressed, "I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning." Jesus understood that his important, life-giving promises would be transmitted from generation to generation. As he prayed to the Heavenly Father in his high priestly prayer, Jesus said, "I am not praying only for these men, but for all those who will believe in me through their message." Has it ever occurred to you that already 2,000 years ago, Jesus was earnestly praying that you would believe his message of love and forgiveness as it has been made available to you through the writings of his disciples recorded in the Bible? No, don't base your faith on your feelings. Feelings change from day to day and even from hour to hour. Trust in the changeless promises of God as revealed in the Holy Scriptures. The Bible is not just any ordinary book. It is a special book, a holy book. It was written by the apostles and the prophets, holy men of God, as they were moved by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible is God's trustworthy message to you and me. The Bible contains many truths, but its primary goal is to reveal God's love to us in Jesus Christ. In the 20th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, we read, "These things were written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing this, you might have life in his name." Think of it this way. When you go to the bank and make a deposit, you receive a slip of paper telling you that your money is safe in the bank. Because you trust this message printed on the paper, you don't wonder and worry each day whether your money is still in the bank. You believe, you trust, you have faith in the written promise on the deposit slip that you received from a bank teller. Likewise, God's beautiful and changeless promises are recorded in the pages of the Holy Bible. You and I can live with the assurance proclaimed in one of the very first books of the Bible, Numbers chapter 23. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Oh, don't trust in or base your faith on your unreliable and continuously changing feelings. On a sunny day, one may feel good. On a rainy day, one may feel down and blue. With an open mind, trust completely your Lord who promised, "I am the Lord, I change not." As God's Spirit gives you strength to believe, may you be led to joyously proclaim with St. Paul, "No one can deny that this religion of ours is a tremendous mystery, resting as it does on the one who showed himself as a human being and met as such every demand of the Spirit in the sight of the angels as well as of men." Then St. Paul continues by saying, "Jesus was restored to the heaven from whence he came, and has been proclaimed among men of different nationalities, and believed in all parts of the world." Yes, for the benefit of your present life and the eternal welfare of your soul, be on the alert. There are those today who falsely preach and teach that faith depends on what one is able to do and the spiritual strength one is able to generate on his own from within himself. This is totally and absolutely false. A real saving relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ is not like the relationship between a female monkey and her baby, where the baby hangs on with all its strength to its mother. A true and biblical faith relationship to Jesus Christ is different. It is like a small child who rests without fear and is carried in the arms of its mother. The little baby trusts not in its own strength, its feelings, nor its ability to grab a hold, but alone in the loving care of its mother. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust your body and soul only to Him. Jesus Himself promised, "He who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." Again He promises, "I give eternal life to them, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand." No, don't wait for a bolt of lightning, a crash of thunder, or some other emotional experience to assure your heart and convince your conscience that God loves and cares for you. Live each day with the unshakable knowledge that your Heavenly Father knows everything about you. He is fully aware of and understands all your weaknesses, your shortcomings, and your problems. Out of His gracious love, He is always ready to forgive you, to take you back, to strengthen you, and to give you hope. Your Heavenly Father may not provide you with everything that you want in life, but He will give you everything that you need. He may not always answer your prayers as soon as you would like, or in the way that you would prefer, but He does know what is best for you, and He will accomplish it. Just as a loving and concerned father and mother know what is best for their inexperienced children and what their offspring should not be allowed to have or to become involved in, so also your Heavenly Father knows what is best for you. Live each day with the confidence that your greatest problems and frustrations will be worked out for your benefit and will by God's grace be turned into a blessing for you. In the Bible, we read the moving story of how an angel appeared to Abraham in his older years and promised Abraham that he would have a son. His aging wife Sarah overheard the promise and laughed out loud. It seemed so impossible, but months later, Isaac was born. Centuries later, an angel appeared to Zechariah and promised him that he and his wife Elizabeth would also give birth to a child. At first, Zechariah refused to believe it. Months later, John the Baptist was born. May I urge you in the strongest possible way to believe in and to trust completely in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is only through the Lord Jesus Christ that we have access to the Heavenly Father. There is no other way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." There is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. It is only through Jesus that we can be adopted into God's family and thereby receive our eternal inheritance. No, don't trust in your feelings. Your life will then become a living hell, a spiritual roller coaster experience up one day and down the next. Believe in the name of the Son of God in order that you may know that you have eternal life. Amen.